Chapter 79, Sandalwood Tree Mushrooms. Venerable Ananda sat down next to the Buddha and spoke in a soft voice. I never saw you so sick in all the years we have been together. I felt paralyzed. I couldn't think clearly or carry out my duties. The others did not think you would pull through, but I said to myself, the Lord Buddha has not yet given us his last testament. Surely he cannot enter nirvana yet. That thought kept me from the brink of despair. The Buddha said, Ananda, what else can you and the Sangha expect from me? I have taught the Dharma fully and deeply. Do you think I have concealed anything from the bhikkhus? Ananda, the teaching is the true refuge. Every person must make the teaching his own refuge. Live according to the teaching. Every person should be a lamp unto himself. Ananda, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are present in everyone. The capacity for enlightenment is the Buddha. The teaching is the Dharma. The community of support is the Sangha. No one can take away the Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha within you. Though heaven and earth may crumble, the three gems will remain intact within every person. They are the true refuge. When a bhikkhu dwells in mindfulness and contemplates his body, feelings, mind, and objects of mind, he is like an island unto himself. He possesses the truest refuge of all. No person, not even a great master, can ever be a more stable refuge than your own island of mindfulness, the three gems within you. By the end of the retreat, the Buddha's health was greatly restored. One morning, Novice Kunda, who was Venerable Sariputta's attendant, came seeking Ananda. He informed Ananda that Sariputta had just died in Nala. He handed Ananda venerable Sariputta's robe, begging bowl, and urn of ashes. He then covered his face and burst into tears. Venerable Ananda wept too. Kunda explained that after Sariputta returned to Nala, he cared for his mother until her death. After her cremation ceremony, he assembled his relatives and all the villagers and gave them a teaching concerning the Dharma. He gave them the three refuges and showed them how to follow the practice. He then sat in a lotus position and passed into nirvana. Shortly before this, he told Kunda that he wanted his robe, bowl, and ashes carried back to the Buddha. He also wanted Kunda to ask the Buddha to allow Kunda to remain by the Buddha's side. Venerable Sariputta told Kunda that he wished to pass away before the Buddha did. Venerable Ananda wiped away his tears and went with Kunda to find the Buddha. The Buddha gazed quietly at the robe, bowl, and ashes of his greatest disciple. He did not say anything. Then he looked up and gently patted Kunda's head. Venerable Ananda said, "Lord Buddha, when I heard that our brother Sariputta was dead, I felt paralyzed. My eyes and mind grew hazy. I am deeply grieved." The Buddha looked at Ananda and said, "Ananda, did your brother take away your precepts, concentration, understanding, and liberation when he died?" Ananda quietly answered, "That is not the reason for my sadness, Lord. When Brother Sariputta was alive, he lived the teaching with his whole being. He taught, guided, and encouraged the rest of us. With brothers Sariputta and Moggallana gone, the Sangha feels empty. How could we not feel sad?" The Buddha said, "Ananda, so many times I have reminded you that with birth there is death. That which comes together must separate. All dharmas are impermanent. We should not become attached to them. You must transcend the world of birth and death, arising and dissolving. Ananda, Sariputta was a great branch that fulfilled his duty in helping nourish the tree. That branch is still present in the tree. The tree is the community of bhikkhus practicing the teaching of enlightenment. If you but open your eyes and look, you will see Sariputta in yourself, in the Tathagata, in the community of bhikkhus, in all the people Sariputta taught, in Novaskunda, and along every path Sariputta traveled to spread the teaching. Open your eyes, Ananda, and you will see Sariputta everywhere. Don't think Sariputta is no longer with us. He is here and will always be. Ananda, Sariputta was a bodhisattva, an enlightened person who used his understanding and love to guide other beings to the shore of enlightenment. Among the bhikkhus, Sariputta earned praise for his great wisdom. He will be remembered by future generations as a bodhisattva of great understanding. Ananda, among the bhikkhus, there are many bodhisattvas who, like Sariputta, have taken the great vow. Bhikkhu Puna, Bhikkhuni Yasodhara, lay disciple Sudatta, are bodhisattvas of great compassion who lived the vow to help all beings, never afraid of suffering or hardship. Bhikkhuni Yasodhara and disciple Sudatta have passed away, but Venerable Puna continues to work courageously and energetically to serve all beings. The Tathagata thinks of Venerable Moggallana and knows he was a bodhisattva of great courage and energy. Few can compare with him. Venerable Mahakasapa, with his simple, humble life, is a bodhisattva of simple living. Venerable Anuruddha is a bodhisattva of great effort and diligence. Ananda, if future generations continue to study and practice the path of liberation, bodhisattvas will continue to appear in this world. Ananda, faith in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha is faith in the future of the community. In the future, there will be other bodhisattvas as great as Sariputta, Moggallana, Puna, Anuruddha, Yasodhara, and Athapindika. Ananda, do not grieve over Brother Sariputta's death. That noon, along the banks of the Ganga, near Ukasala Hamlet, the Buddha serenely announced Venerable Sariputta's death. He urged the bhikkhus to devote all their efforts to become more like Sariputta, who took the great vow to help all other beings. He said, "Bhikkhus, you should take refuge in yourself and be an island unto yourself. Do not rely on anything else, and you will not be drowned by the waves of sorrow and despair. You should take refuge in the Dharma and take the Dharma as the island."